universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This week I got a phone call from Fred up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, saying, I need to gripe to somebody, and I knew I could to you and you'd understand. And I chuckled and I said, what happened, Fred? And he said, well, I was walking along with my guide dog this morning. And as I was walking along, the breeze kind of coming across my face, which distorted the sound. All of a sudden, this car almost hit me. It was backing out of a driveway and it didn't see me. So I pounded on the back of the car and I said, watch out. And the person jumped out and said, oh, my gosh, did I hurt you? And no, can't you be watching where you're going? I said, oh, my gosh, Fred. Really? He said, yeah. I said, well, I've had that happen to me, too. Walking along, all of a sudden, someone's backing out of the driveway. And they said, don't they watch what they're doing? Oh, my gosh. And I said, I don't know. And I said, this ever happened to you before? And he said, yeah. In fact, one time, I got hit and thrown off my feet about 10 feet and cracked open my head. And I said, really? What happened? He said, well, actually, he laughed and he said, it was a nurse who did this. She came over and started taking care of me and called 911. And they took me to the hospital. I had to have stitches and it was a long, drawn-out process. Oh, my gosh. And he said, yeah, put this in your podcast and see what people think. And I said, And I was thinking, what verse could I connect with this? And Fred had even suggested a verse of, watch out, be on your guard, alert. And I thought, yeah, we need to be on our guard and we need to be watching out, especially as we're walking. But you know, this was an accident. Fred wasn't doing anything wrong. The wind was cutting across. It interfered with his hearing. Well, could be a be on your guard, be watching for you drivers, but not everybody who listens to this is a driving. Actually, most of the podcast goes to people who don't drive. Those who are on the other side of things, who get in the accidents. And I thought, well, you know, if we could only eliminate accidents, where do accidents come? Well, certainly like this. This is a transportation or driving accident. And I've heard of people getting on trains and slipping through the cracks and falling in between. So many things. Accidents just happen. And actually, if you talk to sighted people, like my wife, sometimes she says, you all of a sudden, boom, you don't even realize what happened. And these accidents can happen. And if you are a sighted person, you go, uh-huh. So, you know, accidents. How about we eliminate accidents? Let's get rid of the cars. Yeah. Well, we also have accidents in the kitchen. I guess we have to eliminate cooking. Well, and there's a lot of accidents at work. Well, I guess we got to eliminate work. Oh, yay, some might say. We can't do that. You'd have to stop life. Well, and for some people, that's kind of what they do. Because so much can happen, it becomes very fearful. And it's hard to move about. And sometimes when people do lose their sight, and maybe you're in that situation, and maybe you're hearing these words and going, yeah, but that's me. I'm so afraid. And I don't blame you. This world is full of fear. We can't take all of the accidents away. But there is one thing we can do. Instead of eliminating, how about we add? And I got to thinking, what would be the opposite? What could we add? And my mind immediately went to Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. I love this verse because in the picturing of it, the angel of the Lord, that's Yahweh, that's God, that's Jesus, encamps around us. Literally, that means pitch that huge tent and stay. And if you pitch a huge tent, especially back in the Old Testament days, these were like our permanent houses. It's a dwelling. So the angel of the Lord dwells with you on a permanent basis. Yeah, not just a short-time pup tent type thing. And he will deliver those who fear him. When we fear, and the fear isn't trembling, shaking, like, oh my gosh, God's going to zap me with a... It's more of the awesome, you're a wonderful God type of fear. We would call it faith. We would call it love and devotion. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who love and fear him, are devoted to him, and he delivers them. Well, that's another cool thing. delivers. You know, deliver needs a preposition, I believe the word is. From, to, with, by. I like the words to and from. He delivers from danger, but he delivers to a location. Delivers us from danger, those things that can harm us. A half a split second further and Fred would have been under the car. And I'm thinking to myself, I remember that one time when that car brushed against me. It was actually a van. And kind of the quarter panel, it it pushed me back. And it's like, oh my gosh, a half a second more and I would have been under that van. Well, the angel of the Lord delivered me from that. Yeah. There's a lot of times there are dangers that we aren't even aware of that God delivers us from. And he delivers us to our heavenly home, to safety, to our family, to our destination. And as I even said to begin with, to our heavenly home. That even if that day comes when there is an accident, and I've been in a couple accidents, both car and otherwise, where it's been darn near death, well, I have that comfort in knowing I'll be delivered to the hands of my heavenly Father, who smiles and says, I've got a home for you here in eternity because of what my Son has done for you. You love him, he loves you, you're welcome here. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Dear Jesus, thank you that you are always with us, never forsaking us, blessing us, helping us in so many ways. Thanks for the deliverance that you provide, not just from sin, death, and the devil. We know that's coming in the future, for eternity, but even right now, even today, as you have. But yes, ultimately, you are delivering us from the devil, from death, eternal death, from sin and its power, and delivering us to heaven to be with you. Thank you. Be with us. Keep us safe today. In your name, Jesus, I ask it. Amen. If you'd like to share a story with me of how the angel of the Lord has camped around you and delivered you from such a peril as he did Fred, I'd love to hear it. And any other thoughts, drop me a note. You can either respond to the email notice that came out or write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.